Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, guys, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via show via Facebook, Twitter, landline, cell phone, however you're listening to the show, thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in and welcome to the show. I see there are more people joining the show right now, so thank you guys for tuning in. The call-in number is 516-531-9483. That's 516-531-9483. You can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give your comment or your opinion on today's episode, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the show. All right? Again, 516-531-9483. Now, today's word of the day is cerebrate. Cerebrate. Cerebrate is a verb, and it's spelled C-E-R-E-B-R-A-T-E. Cerebrate, like celebrate, but cerebrate. And the definition is to use the mind or to think. That's cerebrate. Cerebrate. To use the mind for to think, right? To use the mind to think. Now, right now it's 83 degrees in the ATL, already 83 at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be a high today of 90, all right? We're looking at maybe showers about 3, 4, 5 o'clock this afternoon, and and then they should taper off about 7 this evening. And tomorrow, Friday, looking at thunderstorms, high 88. Saturday, thunderstorm. Sunday, thunderstorm. Monday, thunderstorm. Looking like they're having thunderstorms all through next week. But we know how that is here in Georgia. It's like it'll rain for a few minutes, and the sun will come back out, and it'll be dry again. So that's what those thunderstorms mean. All right. So that's your weather for today. That's your word of the day. Let's get into today's episode. Now, but before I get started, I wanted to say a few things and just to kind of lead into the show. So I took a couple of weeks off on vacation, and on the final week of vacation, as we were flying back from Orlando, there was a young lady who was sitting next to me, and we got into a conversation toward the end of the flight, and I asked her what she do for a living, and she told me that she goes around, and she told me her title, but I don't remember what it was, but she says she goes around to different hospitals and sharing information with them to educate them on organ donation, okay? Organ donation. And I talked to her for a few minutes, and I really got some great information. And I said to myself, man, I wanna share this with my audience. And I wanted to get her on the show, but, you know, I believe she's a very busy lady, so we weren't able to connect, but maybe in the future I'll connect with her and see if she'd come on the show and share even more information, okay? But there was a few pieces of information that I wanted to share with you guys that maybe you didn't know, because I didn't know it, but maybe you know it, but I didn't know it, okay? So today's title of the show is, So You Think You Are an Organ Donor. Okay, so you think you're an organ donor. And so what I wanted to discuss is being an organ donor and the only people who can be donors, you know, who can donate. out of if you're an organ donor, out of all the people who are organ donors, only about 2% of you will be able to donate your organs. And that's, you know, you say only 2%, Frank, that's a small amount of people. But, you know, when I was coming up or whatever, this as much as I know about donating an organ is that I know you can donate your, you could donate a part of a lung, or you could donate a kidney, different things like that, while you're living, okay? And that's the same as if you're dying, okay? If you're dying and you're on a ventilator and you're an organ donor, you can, you'll be able to donate your organs, okay? And so get that now. If you're say in the hospital or whatever on a ventilator and you're an organ donor, once you pass on, they'll be able to donate your organs. Okay? Now, I always thought that you know, once I die, I'm not an organ donor, but I'm going to change my status and become an organ donor. And of course, no one knows how they're going to, how their life is going to end. But by you being an organ donor or you know, considering yourself as an organ donor, then if you get in the end of your life and you're on a ventilator, that's the only way that you can donate your organs. Okay, you say, Frank, that's not true. It's very true. That's why only 2% of the people who are donors can donate their organs. Okay? Well, Frank, if I was in a car wreck and died in a car wreck, then, you know, I can donate my organs. If I die at home, you know, in my bed, I can donate my organs. They'll be able to take my organs and give them to someone who can move on in life. Well, that's not true. Okay? The only way, the one and only way that you can be an organ donor is that you have to be on a ventilator before death. Okay? You have to be on a ventilator before death. And any other way of death, you won't be able to donate your organs. Okay? And I'm not saying this to tell you guys to change your status as not being an organ donor. No, please don't do that. Because one person, if you're an organ donor, your body is able to, will be able, if you're on a ventilator and they can save your organs, right? You're able to save the lives of potentially 83 people. 83 people, one body. So what that means is only eight of your organs can be donated. Eight of your organs can be donated. And then there's tissue within the body that can also be donated that saves lives. And the amount of tissue that you have in your body can save up to 75 lives. And then plus eight organs. So your body is able to save 83 lives if you're on a ventilator and pass on, and they're able to conserve you know, get your organs. Okay? And that's something that I was really, really, really surprised to hear, because I always thought that if you're an organ donor, You know, it doesn't matter, but once you die and they find out you're an organ donor, then they can take your organs and, excuse me, and donate those organs to someone who's in need. Okay? Well, Frank, that's, you know, that's what I thought as well. So that's a myth, right? That's a myth because actually the only way that you can donate your organs is to be on a ventilator. Okay, so people that die at home, people that get maybe die of a tragic car accident, or you know, you jump off a cliff and die, you fall off a cliff and die, you drown, whatever. You're not going to be able to donate your organs. So if you're an organ donor. And, you know, you want to get to the point where, man, I got to get on this ventilator so that I can donate my organs at the end of my life. And that's something that was really, really, really surprising for me to hear. To hear that you can only donate your organs if you're on a ventilator. And only 2% of all organ donors are able to donate. Okay? But if you're in that position, okay, and you're on a ventilator and you pass on, remember, your body can save up to 83 lives. One body, your body, can save up to 83 lives. Now, I'm sure that I'm not sure, I guess, but I can't see someone, I can't see putting a grown person's heart in a baby's body or vice versa. So, you know, I believe that's another thing that we can't really comprehend is that, you know, or you can comprehend that, you can't save a life of a baby, or a baby can't save the life of an adult. But I'm sure there are, you know, babies who need organs. I'm sure there are babies who organs, you know, will be donated. But I'm not sure how that works. Okay, and when you think about it, I guess the one of the most tragic and emotional things that family or parents can go through is to lose a baby. And you know, and then you think about it, if the baby is on a ventilator and able to and is on a ventilator and able to donate their organs, then the parents have to say, okay, please, you know, donate the baby's organs. Because when you have a kid and your kid is born, you know, how do you immediately say, I want my kid to be a donor? You know, if they're sick, you know, if they come out and they're not, you know, ready for the world yet. But, all I'm saying is that I didn't know that the only way that you can be a donor or you can donate your body is through a ventilator. So you have to be on a ventilator in order to donate your organs. And that's you know, that's why I wanted to do this show. And really, like I said, I met this young lady on the flight back, and she told me what she did, and you know, she educates hospitals about organ donation. So, you know, and like I said, as we got into our conversation, I just had to ask, you know, because she said, and I guess this is something that you know, she gets all the time. She get a lot of people that ask her, okay, so I'm an organ donor. I want to donate my organs when I die. How does that work? Okay. And the first thing she said was only 2% of all organ donors are really able to donate their organs. I was like, 2%? Man, that's nothing. It's like if you had 10 people, 2% of 10 people, that's less than one person. So, you know, that was mind-blowing. But, you know, when she explained it and said that the only way, no other way that they figured out right now, the only way that you can be an organ donor, if you are a donor, the only way is you have to be on a ventilator, so-called life support, in order to donate your organs. Once you're on a ventilator and you're living, and then you know, at some point they pull the plug or you pass on, at that point, then take your organs, preserve them, and be able to, you know, save the lives of other people. Okay? And that's the beauty of organ donation, is that you'll be able to, your one body, she said, can save the lives of up to 83 people. 83 people. That was amazing to me as well. I was like, 83 people. And I was like, you know, heart, lungs, kidney. You know, I don't know what else, other vital parts that can be donated, but she said there are 8 organs that you can donate, and then it's 75 tissues within your body you can donate that will save the lives of other people. So your one body, if you're an organ donor, potentially, if you get on life support before you die, your one body can save up to 83 lives, up to 83 people that your body can be associated with, that you can save the lives of other people, okay? And there are a lot of people sitting out there waiting for donors, waiting for a heart, waiting for a lung, waiting for some type of tissue or bone marrow, or whatever they grab from your body, they can, you know, then they can have maybe what I call a new life. Okay, a new life. But if you're in a car wreck and down, you know, they get there and you're already dead on the scene, and you're a donor, you can't donate. You know, you're in your bed and you die in your sleep at night, you can't donate. The only way that you can donate your body is that you have to be on a ventilator. Okay? To be on a ventilator. Hey guys, that's all the time I have today. I got some things to do, but that's all the time I have. But I wanted to get this to you guys, because I was fascinated by that, and I thought maybe I could relay that information on to my listeners, and you guys can grab that, retain it, and, you know, maybe sometime down the road, you can educate someone on being an organ donor. You can let someone know that, you know, if you're not on a ventilator, you're not going to be able to donate. That's really, really a great conversation. I was at work, talked to some people, and they were just amazed by that. And I was too. So, you know, nothing new, right? But that's all the time I have today. Join me tomorrow, guys, same place, same time, right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'll have a great show for you tomorrow. I know what it's going to be about, but I don't want to spoil a surprise. Just look out for it tomorrow in your show notes, and I'll see you guys. Be safe out there. Stay cool. Drink lots of water, especially if you're working outdoors. Drink lots of water. Stay, you know, keep your body hydrated. You know, pour water on your head every now and then. Whatever you have to do, stay in shaded areas. Whatever you have to do to stay cool, keep your body temperature down. That's what you do. Okay? So, see you tomorrow, guys. Same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'll see you. Come on, y'all. Stir it up.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Trap with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it. I ain't trying to die. No, she got a finger on your booty, make the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your man down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry.